First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing done, do I have a motion for approval? Have a motion, that's second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Under the City of Evanston project on Winnebago Avenue, Road Diet, the environmental documents have been approved. That means they're ready to move forward on the next phase, which is right. Washington Avenue, Second Street, Parish Street area, the final section 4 of documents will be submitted to Sarah by the review of approval, I'm thinking. Call for projects within 19 layers, approval requested.
Back in July, the NPO announced that all the projects were funding. We received 4 applications from Indiana and 2 for Kentucky in August. And after reviewing these applications, based on the prioritization system that NPO has, we like to kind of walk through real fast and just what their own projects were. For Indiana, the city of Evansville, 3rd Street and 6th Street, it's a reconstruction project looking to add 6th Street elements. Met has requested the purchase of a diesel transit bus and air transit buses. And City of Evansville also applied for the reflectivity sign upgrade project. They're looking at replacing signs in 712 and a portion of 715 specific areas. And for Kentucky, upgrade of Watson Lane to include sidewalks and bicycle facilities, and upgrade of North Elm Street to sidewalks and bike facilities included. Once these are approved, our next step will be scheduling voting meetings to begin working on project details.
Any questions, Senator? Seeing none, do I have a motion for approval? So I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All the same sign? Motion carries. Thank you, Mayor. Item number 3, new business, fiscal year 2016-2019, shift administrative modifications, information.
Right. Yes, we had a series of administrative modifications that we talked about for ODOT. The first were for group projects, payment preservation, various routes, throughout the Vincent District, different payment projects, cash and rehab payment, our project for construction in fiscal 16, construction cost $1 million, you see there, as well as PE of $60,000 in fiscal 17 for both. Those are aided funding federal and a state match. The second is state road 68 of 0.0 or 0.13 miles east of state road 57, 0.02 miles west of state road 51. Another district payment project, asphalt overlay, add project for construction in fiscal 17 as well. Construction $2.9 million this year. The next is bridge culvert and small structure preservation group projects, various routes and locations throughout the Vincent District Bridge Project Rehabilitation, Maintenance and Repair, add project again for construction in fiscal 17, construction cost $1 million, as well as PE of $60,000 in fiscal 17, and again, another 80-20 project. And the last is I-69 for the U.S. 41 intersection, to 2.3 miles east of the U.S. 41 intersection, district pavement project, asphalt overlay, structural, new fiscal 16, fiscal 18 construction payment, of $3.385 million to fiscal 17, an increase to $3.51 million. Construction costs on this one are 90% federal in a HPP program and a 10% commission. Those are informational and do not need a discussion.
Any questions for Fort Trey? Seeing none, on the agenda is public comment. Anyone have any public comment?
Yes, I'd like to say that recently St. Mary's Old Boston meeting, they need their emergency center to use Old Boston, which has low traffic to it already based in this corner. This past 2 weeks we had the major wreck on the westbound lanes and it was complete gridlock of traffic flow on the west side. I think that we need to address traffic flow on the west side besides the lawn, because when you shut the lawn down there, same trees and stuff, we're going to have another major incident at that time. Nobody would be able to use the road. And I just want to say thank you.